You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Soul Seed, Divine Guidance and Spiritual Mediumship with Lisa Thurgate Marks. Lisa Thurgate Marks. Live from LisaThurgateMarks.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Soul Seed, Divine Guidance and Spiritual Mediumship
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, Mercury Retrograde. Here we are. And you nearly didn't see me as typical Mercury Retrograde. I couldn't log on no matter what I did. And it was like happening to center back and going, come on, talking to my spirit guides, clearing energy, close down everything, back up again. Oh, no, there was no way I was going to be able to be connected. And then just the last minute, the last hour, boom, I got a connection. But was I starting to stress? Yes, of course, because I don't want to let you guys down. But I actually had to just quickly run outside, stand on the lawn, take a deep breath and center in. And I did that at, what was it, 12:30. And then I threw off here and so energy was sort of out there. I'm going to touch. Okay. If I don't get a call, I'll keep watching here. So we'll see how we go. Oh, no, look, I'm back on again. Thank you, Spirit. We'll just keep going. I have Danielle here. So I'm going to speak to Danielle. And if we drop out, Danielle, I'll just continue channeling and you can go back into the replay. It's all good. We can always do what we need to do. The idea is don't get too stressed about it. And Danielle, if you missed it, I'm losing connection, but that's okay. We'll see how we go. Lovely to hear your beautiful voice today. How are you going? Summer and all over there?
I live in a very hot state. I'm in Arizona. It's super hot.
Oh, yes, it will be. I come from virtually the desert too, where it's up 43 degrees and then down to, 10 to minus 2, minus 3 in the winter. So I know the feels. Is it a dry heat?
Yes, it's dry.
I no humidity. Keep looking, actually, even though you're in a dry heat, I keep looking a lot of greenery around you, actually. Is there a greenery around
you? No, I mean, my sister has plants here, but that's pretty, it's the desert. There's cactus and mesquite trees.
Yeah, I have a male. You know who the man is? He's here. Can we please acknowledge, did you know the man?
Yes, I know the man.
Thank you. Because he's very proud of you. He keeps looking up at you. He keeps wishing you well. There's a lot of movement. He's showing me with you. Does that feel safe? Yes, it does. So honoring, keep moving forward. He's coming through to tell you something about a mum that's coming through to you as well. Does this make sense to you, Danielle?
Yes.
Good. I'm trying to talk quick so we can get this out before I lose.
I was trying to get a different job and I would like to change and move houses.
Yeah. So with the movement that I'm seeing here and he's showing, he's saying accept heaven's help. It's about accepting that he's coming through to actually show you to trust your intuition, trust the money coming in is about 10-15%, or it's like just moving up. It's more than you have a brother and a son.
I have a son, but not a brother.
Okay, he's acknowledging daughter.
Yes, I have a daughter.
Is he tall?
My son is tall, yes.
That your son is going to be of immense for you. And it's the validation of how tall you are, how it is to blot of movement around your situation, around your work. So feel into it and trust it and ask, is this going to be the best for myself first before taking into consideration the family? Because I feel that there's so much here that you do for other people. This is about you doing for you first. And there is, like I said, two interviews. So this is where you're going to trust yourself. There's a new vehicle. Okay, vehicle, he said, not car. Then you know, I get car as well, Danielle. So know that that's going to be good, but there's going to be some travel for you in that vehicle quite a lot. Okay. Does that make sense?
It's already. Because I had bought a truck like a year ago, and it's always, something's always wrong with it. I just took it to the mechanic today. So yes,
so you might
keep, like, I keep taking it back and taking it back and taking it back.
So Spirit's saying, and I'm sure it's your dad up here. I feel it's your dad. If it's not your dad, it's your grandfather, but he knows you very well. He's an older man. He keeps showing me with this vehicle and the travel, there needs to be a new one. So I'd be, if it's under warranty or whatever, or just get it fixed up and offload it, it needs to go, because there's one, because you're going to be doing a lot of travel. So you need to have your vehicle working properly, don't you?
Yeah, because my granddaughter, yeah, has a lot of doctor's appointments, and we go out of town a lot. Where we live, there's no hospital here.
Oh, right. So that's why it's really important. So yeah, really listen to the guidance that we're getting from the heaven above and your grandfather or your father. I still feel it's your father coming through. Just take note of this, because this is very important for you. When I was talking before about when we accept this job, it's taking into consideration your family and everything, but yourself first, so you'll have more time. That might explain why, because if you're traveling a lot, that you will need to take into consideration yourself first, because you really need to be on the ball, don't you? You don't need to be exhausted, especially if you're doing a lot of traveling. But it's good that the money's
coming in. Yes, because the job is 40 miles away. Yeah, it's more money and better insurance, but I will have to travel 40 miles one way and then 40 miles back. So it's an hour.
It's not the best for you, listening to Spirit.
Yeah.
No.
That's the downfall. Yes.
Well, there is another
one
coming through, Danielle.
Oh, okay.
Because I saw two jobs and I said that there's two that you have to juggle. Take care. Take the one that is better for you. I feel it was meant to be less hours or something like that. So it's probably less hours traveling. It's going to be a little bit more money. So that will be good. That will make sense, because it's about putting yourself first before your family. So if you're going to travel 40 miles, that's over an hour each way. That's not good. You need to keep your energy up. And when they're showing me too, I feel blessed that there is that extra one coming through, because you're getting help. You're getting help from the ethers above, from the heavens above. Know the divine intervention is there for you. I'm getting improvement too. So the health is going up as well. So that is good.
Okay.
Don't carry all the weight on your back, is what
I do though. I take care of so many people. You wouldn't believe.
Oh, I
have grown children,
and
but they still live with me, and I take care of them. So.
And that's why Spirit's saying, think of you. See how true this reading is of you? Think of you first. You're carrying it on your back. Don't carry it on your back. You're a beautiful soul. You have to start putting yourself together, because if you run yourself ragged, where are you going to be to help everybody else? Exhausted. So, and then you'll be no good to anybody. So this is about saying, okay, line in the sand. Because you've got lots of sand out there in Arizona, go out there and just trust your intuition. Draw in the dirt. Be free. Bring back that, you know, loving.
Well, do you see a vacation or anything coming my way?
See what, love?
Do you see a vacation for me coming in my way? I would love to go to the beach, but I just don't know if I can afford it.
Yes, I do see the traveling in the new car, so it will be there. So you will be getting a holiday. Love it.